brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
All right, today's question comes from Lucas in Kentucky. He says, I'm 18 years old and earn $42,000 a year. I got into an accident this week and totaled my Camaro. I'm expecting the insurance settlement will be about $10,000 and I still owe $6,300. The problem is I want a new car, don't we all? I'm into muscle cars, aren't we all? And found a 2023 Mustang for about $46,000.
I bet you did.
Yeah, I know it's a lot, but I can get a loan at 7% interest in 84 months with payments of $650 a month. My parents said it's too much, thank you parents, for what I'm making and for being so young. I'd like a second opinion from you. Listen, we'll give you a second opinion, a third, fourth, and fifth, because I'm sure the booth guys probably agree with us.
Jade might give you more than an opinion. It might be a whooping by the end of this one. This is not a good situation.
There's nothing I would love more than to put a whooping on Lucas, but he's 18, and, you know, he needs a little...
Did they stop teaching basic math in school? Did we just, like, skip to the Pythagorean theorem and calculus? Because
In many cases, yes.
Like, making $42,000... and you're going to buy a depreciating asset that's worth $46,000.
He doesn't see it that way, though. He sees it as, I'm making $42,000, I live at home, I have no bills, the world is my oyster, and I can easily make a $650 payment. That's what he sees, and so I get it, but he's like,
the problem is, I want a new car.
We all want a new car, and... even we all love muscle cars. Like, nobody looks at a Camaro and goes, I hate that.
I prefer my cars flabby without muscle.
That's right. If you win the Price is Right and you're offered a 2023 Camaro, everybody's going to be happy with that. So
here's the confusing part, though. He says, I know it's a lot, but I can get a loan at 7% interest for 84 months and the payments will be $650.
As if this is
some kind of opportunity for stupid. I actually did the math for him, Jade.
What is it?
He'd be paying, get this, over $12,000 in interest alone.
He didn't think about that.
So this $46,000 car, you're really buying a $58,000 car.
Oh, my word.
Making 42. And by the way, once you pay it off, it ain't worth close to 58. It's probably worth 25.
That's a good fact.
Because new cars, on average, lose 60% of their value in the first 5 years.
That's right.
Goodness. And he's going to sign on to an 84-month... You know what's funny? These car dealerships are so smart, Jade. They talk about loans like they're babies. It's like, how old's your baby? She's 84 months old.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it's a 7-year car loan, because that makes you think twice.
Yeah.
In terms of months, we're like, I don't know, 84 months?
Yeah,
is only 30 days, Jade. This will fly by.
I think he thought he's parlaying this settlement into a great opportunity. He's like, listen, I'm getting $10,000.
He owes $6,300 still.
It sounds like after he applies the... the way I read it was he's getting $10,000, he owes $6,300, so he'll come away with, you know, $4,000 or whatever. Yeah, that he can use as a down payment on this car is what I'm thinking. I don't think it's that he'll owe $6,300 after the fact. But even still,
no matter
how you slice this,
it's stupid.
It's stupid. And I get so many people think, oh, I got in an accident, I'll just replace it with a brand new car. And, you know, for what I've been through, I should be able to get what I want, you know, and that's not it. If you've got $3,700 or $4,000, just buy a car in cash and slowly trade up. Think of this as an opportunity to not go into debt again. Because I'm guessing the Camaro that you had before, clearly you had payments on it because, you know,
he owes money.
So let's look at this, Lucas, as an opportunity to kind of break that debt cycle and see what life is like without a car payment. Think about all the things you could do. My guess, like I said before, is you're living at home. Think how quickly you could save for the car that you want, making $42,000 a year.
At 18, that's
instead
amazing.
Of trying to level jump.
I wish I was making 42 at 18.
Yeah.
This kid's very smart in a lot of ways.
He is very smart in a lot of ways, but you have to be ultimately smart that you don't kind of go, oh, you know, get too big for your britches and think, listen, I'm doing good for myself, I can just jump into debt, because debt is, it's interesting. When I was that age, I remember thinking people who had car, let me be real, I thought people who leased cars were like,
ballin'.
Wanna be a baller. That's what I thought. I'm like, if you're leasing a car, if you've got a credit card and you've got like a $15,000 limit, I thought that that's what you were supposed to aspire to.
Mm.
And I learned the hard way that all that is a facade. And what's behind it is stress, anxiety, payments,
and I guarantee
the inability to get ahead.
I guarantee their Instagram bio says, entrepreneur. And I'm like, okay, you're unemployed and you live with your parents, bro. Like, let's not pretend.
Right.
Like that you owning a vending machine is you being an entrepreneur. Okay?
I mean.
Goodness gracious. Y'all,
George,
wear
you
me
sound
out.
Like you're talking about somebody specific.
I swear, some days I wonder, like, am I a boomer that accidentally was put into a millennial body?
A little bit, but that's okay.
Kids,
I'm right there
these
with
days.
You.
Anyways,
get
Lucas,
off my lawn.
Don't do this, please. Don't do this. You make $42K a year, save up and pay cash, get you a little hoopty until you can upgrade in cash.
Yeah.
That's what I did. But uphill both ways. That's
good
what
job,
I did.
Good job, George. Good job.
It wasn't long ago I was driving a $6,000 old Civic, bumper half hanging off, and I was proud of that thing.
That's good. You pay cash
I
for
had
it.
Goals.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.